Welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. Jay and I are here to talk about the next game, which is a very important game, a rivalry game, the Tobacco Stick Trophy coming up here between West Platte and North Platte. North Platte has it right now after a victory last year, and I know West Platte has pretty much owned it. And right now it's painted purple, and I know, Coach, in your coaching career, you've dealt with a lot of rivalries. Some of the teams I know you've either played, coached for, or been a part of, certainly – before we talk about some details, it means a lot to kids. I know it does. We've seen it's something they talk about even, you know, in years to come, the importance of a rivalry and some certain aspects of the game. So, Coach, I know your communication to the kids, I'm sure, has that emphasis on it as well.
Yeah, most definitely. We've talked about it this week, getting the stick back. And, you know, there's some other added interest in it, too. You know, before the game, we're going to give a plaque to North Platte, you know, for their kindness, for the benefit and everything for Coach Daneman's wife and children. And, you know, we're going to wear purple socks on Friday night also, just to kind of show our respect to them and for what they did for our community. And then also, I know Coach Rodriguez, our captains, for the game, we're going to give Tabitha a special tobacco stick to her. And, you know, so it'll be a special deal between two communities that have shown, you know, really heartfelt warmness towards each other.
You know, that's a great comment, Coach. I really appreciate that because, you know, North Platte did a very good job in raising some money for the Daneman family and in an event they had this this summer. And, you know, they have been hand-in-hand with us in going through this transition. And, you know, rivalry is great in many respects. A lot of people associate rivalry with a situation that doesn't involve a little bit of love. And I think this rivalry is well-respected. A lot of friends, cousins, and family involved in this. And certainly, once again, a well-respected, and we tip our hats to each other before the game. That's a pretty neat situation, Coach.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and, you know, Coach Rodriguez, you know, went to Valley with Coach Daneman, and, you know, they both did their student teaching for me, so, you know, they've got a special place in my heart for sure, and, you know, what they did this summer was just outstanding in their community, so, you know, it'll be a hard-fought game, I'm sure, on Friday night, but beforehand, we'll pay our respects and, you know, do the right thing, too, so. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I've been part of the Bell game rivalry between Marceline and Brookfield. I'm kind of excited about this one.
You betcha, Coach. And just kind of breaking down the game here a little bit. They come in with the same record as West Platte, North Platte 1-3. West Platte comes in 1-3. And really, to be honest with you, I think North Platte's last two outings were impressive. They with a come behind victory over Mid Buchanan. And last week's game versus Lawson was something that got our attention while we were broadcasting our game versus Lathrop, and that North Platte scored 18 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to make that game get pretty tight late. And certainly, you got to give credit to Coach Rodriguez over there and what he's doing there. I mean, I was very impressed with certainly the last game, of course, coming back from behind against Mid Buchanan. They've got some momentum going there that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, he's done a good job. And those kids are playing really hard. It'll be a good football game, I guarantee you. Especially playing over there, we'll have to be ready.
The coach, just kind of breaking down the X's and O's. What do you see out of North Platte as far as how they structure their offense and defense?
Yeah, they're going to be pretty balanced. You know, they run and pass the football, and they've been doing a good job on that. And on defensive side, you know, they've been playing really good defense. You know, they've had been in a three front and a four front, so we'll have to be ready for both. And, you know, they like to blitz their backers. You know, we'll have to keep our heads up on the offensive line. But, you know, they've really been playing solid football the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it'll be a good football game.
We're looking forward to that. And just for everybody else's information, I will be broadcasting with the North Platte Group, which is a part of our family, the Norton Productions family. They've got a group over there that broadcasts for them. I'll be broadcasting with Bryce Wilson and his crew over at North Platte. We have a lot of fun with that, and we will enjoy that part of the rivalry as well, so stay tuned for that. Coach, just kind of breaking down the Class 1 District 7. East Buchanan in the lead there. East Buchanan at 3-1. Plattsburgh at 2-2. Wellington Napoleon at 3-1. West Platte in solid footing there. They are 1-3. Of course, playing North Platte will be a big factor here in district situations coming down the road. Concordia is in fifth. North Platte is in sixth going into this one. Warwick seventh, and Mid Buchanan eighth right now. And Coach, we talk about the rivalry game once again. This has got some big connotations in this district situation. It would be certainly very helpful in keeping you in the top tier there, Coach.
Yeah, most definitely. We're talking to kids about that, this is a game we've got to win in districts to keep the number four seed and, have a chance at having the first round home game. You know, that's important to have a fifth home game here, on West Platte Stadium. So, we're looking forward to it. District implications, and not only a rival game, but it's got some district feels in it too. So, we'll have to be ready, and I think we will be. And I think the kids are excited.
Well, there you go. So, get ready to go with this one: North Platte versus West Platte. We'll be broadcasting 6:30 p.m. Friday night. And certainly wish the West Platte Blue Jays well as they take on North Platte. And a special game, really. It's a special rivalry game, I'd like to call it, certainly, as well, especially with the information that Coach Thomas delivered to us tonight. That'll do us for tonight from the Coach Paul Thomas Show.